Okay, we're going to be learning Torah Kuf Chaf Tet in the Kutei Maran from Rabbi Nachman. It's a very fitting Torah for today, for this week. It's a Torah all about the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. So we're going to talk about the Torah outside a little bit. The whole Torah, the whole idea is going off this pasuk in Bamidbar of Eretz Ochel Yoshveha. Right, that the Meraglim, when they come back, they tell Bnei Yisrael seemingly something negative about the land, which is the land consumes its inhabitants. And it's supposed to be something very intimidating for the Jewish people to hear. But Rabbi Nachman is going to teach us a beautiful way of looking at these words in Meraglim. You see, when something consumes another item, the item which is consumed becomes a part of the consuming. And I'll explain it like this, because that's obviously very complicated. It's not clear. When a cow eats part of the grass then becomes part of the cow, right? The grass is digested, and you know whether it influences the bloodstream or it influences a certain way of some of the organs are functioning. However, it impacts the cow, it becomes part of the cow, and that which doesn't become part of a cow is expelled. That's the waste product. And the same thing with the human being. When a person eats, let's say, part of an animal, you eat a chicken, okay? So a person takes a piece of chicken and they eat that chicken. So that moment, what happens is the chicken, right, which was a different creation before, and now becomes part of the human being, right? The healthy fats, the positive fats for the body, and the nutrients are all obtained, and they're basically taken into the body, and the waste product is sent out of the body, right? So that chicken, which was beforehand a separate entity, now becomes part of this body, right? What we eat becomes part of who we are. That's why the Tanya teaches part of the difficulty of doing tshuva for when a person eats chas v'shalom from a non-kosher animal is that it becomes a part of who the person is. And it's very hard to do tshuva for such a thing. It's difficult, but Be'ezrat Hashem, there seemingly is tshuva that could be done, but it's a much more difficult thing to do tshuva for. Because again, the food becomes part of who you are. Same thing when a person eats b'kedusha, the food becomes part of who you are. Rabbi Nachman teaches the same thing about Eretz Yisrael. When a person enters into the land, Eretz Ochelet Yosheva, the land consumes the person. Right, this land, this living land, it's Eretz HaChaim, it's Eretz of Kedusha, Eretz HaKodesh, it consumes the person, and it brings them to the level of Eretz Yisrael. And the level of Eretz Yisrael, right, is the level of Emunah. Eretz Yisrael is the land of Emunah. It's the land where the Gemara says, "Kol Yoshev be'Eretz Yisrael." Anybody who lives in the land of Eretz Yisrael, shoy below avon. Right, they're living in a place. It's like as if they're dwelling without sin. They're a person who dwells without above sin, beyond sin. They're so connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time. That's the land of Eretz Yisrael. It's the land which HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes are on at all time. So Rabbi Nachman explains what a person needs. They need a raton. I have to have a raton that I want to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if I want to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but I'm like most of us that have had difficulty just breaking through these boundaries of physicality. Right? I want to come close to Hashem, but I get drawn into physicality so often, and it's so hard for me to just push through these boundaries, through these obstacles, through these taivas and run to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person has the ratzon though to come close to Hashem, and they dwell in such a land, or they're connected to the land of Eretz Yisrael in such a strong way, so they have the ability to become consumed by the land. They have the ability to be brought to the higher place of Kedusha, brought to the ultimate place of Amunah. And we allow ourselves to be consumed by the land and turned into part of this land, part of this Eretz HaKadosh. But Rabbi Nachman explains it's very important that a person has to be careful to have this ratzon, to have the ratzon to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because if a person doesn't even have the ratzon to come close to Hashem, it's possible that the land will split us out. Right? There's lashon of in Vayikra, Kasher Ka'as HaGoy, that the land will spit out a nation. Right? A nation that's just not good. Right? Like a person who eats food that's spoiled, or that's not good for him, or that's so disgusting to him, or it's not even really food, well, having the person might throw it up. He can't even digest it. It's the same thing with the land. When the land can't digest a person because it's so distasteful to it, it'll spit the people out. So the goal is Hashem in this week of all the Chagim and Eretz Yisrael, maybe part of the goal is, you know what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands that we're human beings. HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands it's difficult to makadosh ourselves fully in this world, to do everything in B'Kedusha, whether it's from the second we get up, right, to davening in the proper way, and eating in the proper way, and interacting with other people in the proper way, and thinking the proper way, and speaking the proper way to other people. And so it's difficult. But at least our ratzon has to be in the very least, we have to have a ratzon to be purifying ourselves in all these realms. that I want to talk the right way, that I want to act the right way, that I want to start my day the right way, right, in the realm of Kedusha, and I want to end my day the right way. That needs to be the Ratzon. If that's the Ratzon, and we attach ourselves to Eretz Yisrael, as Rav Nachum speaks about more, and we're not going to go into in the piece, if you attach yourself to Tzadikim, and we have faith in the land, and we believe in the Tzadikim, so Kadosh Baruch Hu, B'zat Hashem, he'll bring this blessing of Eretz Ochelet Yoshveh to reality. We'll be consumed by the land. We'll be brought to this level of Muna by the land. We'll be, B'zat Hashem, be able to break through all these boundaries that are keeping us from reaching the highest level of Kedusha that we could reach. Thank you so much for joining us. Have an amazing, amazing Chag and an amazing Shabbos Kodesh.